Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.podomatic.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Luke's English Podcast. This is just a quick podcast. I'm still on the subject of weather because there's so much to talk about when it comes to the weather. I hope you enjoyed the last one I did, which was about the crazy British weather and how it changes all the time. Hope you enjoyed that. Let's see. So, in this podcast, I'm going to play you an interview which I did with a guy who I play football with sometimes. Now, at the school where I work, on Wednesday afternoons, we're lucky enough to have the afternoon free. So we finish our lessons at 12:45. And then everyone's free in the afternoons. Most of the teachers spend that time preparing their lessons, doing all the administrative work that they have to do. And the students, well, they just spend the afternoon at their leisure, doing all kinds of lovely, relaxing and interesting things, I'm sure. But some of us go to the local park, which is just round the corner from the school, and we go and play football. And usually there's a few teachers who play football, and a few of the students come too. It's kind of, it's like a school tradition that we play football on Wednesday afternoons. Now, of course, the games of football that we play on Wednesdays are usually at the mercy of the weather. And obviously, if it's a really nice day, if the sun's out, then we have a really, really good time. But sometimes, you know, it rains and we end up getting wet. But, you know, that's life in the UK. You can't expect it to be any different. So, like I said, there's teachers and students from the school who play football. But also, when we go to the park, we meet some of the local lads who live nearby. And I think they go to a college as well in the local area. I reckon they're probably around 18, 19, 20 years old, something like that. And they're just kind of fairly typical lads from West London. And they're kind of nice, friendly people. And it's really interesting, I think, for the students who play football to come and meet them. It's a good opportunity for them to meet kind of native speakers of English, listen to them speaking, talk to them. It's a good opportunity to actually meet and speak to people. One of the people who is usually there every week is called Chris. And I decided to interview Chris because he likes to talk. I'll be honest, he's a bit of a talker. And he does quite a lot of talking on the football pitch. Possibly a bit too much sometimes. Some of the other lads complain that he talks too much and he's not concentrating on the football. But he's a nice guy and, he loves to play football. And so I thought I would interview him. But I interviewed him about the weather. Now, I did this interview a couple of months ago, actually. And at that time, it was the middle of summer. And, we had a typical day of changeable weather. If I remember, it was quite hot. But there was quite a lot of cloud and it was raining occasionally. So it was basically sunshine and showers. We had a few bits of sunshine, some patches of blue sky, and then, a couple of showers every now and then. So I decided to interview Chris about the weather. The idea is that I just speak to a typical English person and just ask them about what they think of the British weather. Okay, so what I'm going to do is play the interview to you. The interview's in three parts. Okay, so I'll play the first part to you. It's about a minute long. So you can just listen to it and try to understand. And then I will explain each little thing that Chris says. And then I'll play part two. And then I'll explain part two. And then I'll play part three and explain that. So that's it. That's all this podcast is. It's just a little interview with a native speaker. Okay, here we go. Yo, what? All right, let me tell you about this feature. It's an interview with a native speaker. And if you find it difficult, I'll give you a hand. And then in the end, you'll completely understand every single word they said. Nice. Oh, by the way, one of the first words that Chris uses is a swear word. A swear word is a rude word. Obviously, people swear a lot. That people swear every day. You probably don't learn the swear words in your English lessons, but they are very common, especially kind of people of Chris's age on the football pitch. I think on a football pitch is an acceptable place to use swear words. So Chris does swear. He says the S word, which you'll hear in a moment. So anyway, here's Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
What do you think of the weather today?
It's so shit considering it's summer.
Right. So, is it normally like this then, do you think?
Well, in this country it's very unpredictable because sometimes, actually most of the time recently, we've been getting summer and summer when we're meant to have winter, and winter when we're meant to have summer. So, you can't tell about the weather in England.
Right, okay. So, what do you normally do when the weather's like this then? Before you answer that question, how would you describe the weather today?
Very, very dull, to put it in brief.
Okay. All right. And what do you do when the weather's dull like this then?
Well, I still play a bit of football because there's no rain. But most of the time, I do all different things. So.
Just give me an example of one of those different things.
Relax. Sometimes I play football.
Yeah.
Sometimes I go to the cinema.
Okay.
All different things.
All right, well, thanks very much, Chris. Do you have anything else to say to my class of students? They're from all over the world. Any comments?
If you want to learn decent English, come to me.
Okay, all right, so you heard it here first. Where can they find you, Chris?
Ladbroke Grove.
Ladbroke Grove, okay. So what, they just go to Ladbroke Grove and just ask for Chris?
Ladbroke Grove, Sainsbury's, and then I'll meet them there.
Okay, well, thanks very much. Cheers.
Okay, so that's part one of the little Chris interview. It's a little interview, not little Chris. I guess actually Chris is quite little. I mean, he's not the tallest guy on the football pitch. But when I said that little Chris interview, I didn't mean an interview with a little Chris. I just meant that the interview was little, obviously. So. That's part one. And I wonder how much of that you understood. Because Chris does speak pretty quickly. You know, he's quite a fast speaker. So what I'm going to do is just play that part of the interview to you again. But stop it and then explain exactly what he says. Okay? Right. Here we go. Here's the first little bit.
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
What do you think of the weather today?
It's so shit considering it's summer.
Okay, so he said, it's so shit considering it's summer. So shit is the rude word. So shit is a rude word, okay? Don't repeat it. Don't use that word because you'll just upset everyone, okay? Right, so if you use that word and you get into trouble, don't blame me, okay? It's not my fault. I warned you in advance. Don't use the word shit. It's a very rude word, all right? You might hear it in movies and stuff, but don't use it. It always sounds somehow wrong when learners of English use swear words. I know that often learners try to swear in English because, you know, they want to sound natural, but swearing is kind of a difficult thing to do right. And I think if you're learning the language, it just doesn't sound right. It doesn't sound good if you swear. So my recommendation is that you should avoid swear words. But, you know, it still helps to understand them because people do use them quite a lot, right? So, anyway, what Chris said was, it's so shit considering it's summer. So, basically, shit means bad, bad, awful, terrible, okay? It's so shit considering it's summer. So, basically, he's saying that it should be better than this because it's summer. The weather should be much better. So, considering it's summer. So, considering. So, thinking about the fact that it's summer makes you think, actually, this weather is really bad. Okay? Right. Okay, here's the next bit.
Right. So, is it normally like this then, do you think?
Well, in this country, it's very unpredictable because sometimes, actually, most of the time recently, we've been getting summer in our in summer when we're meant to have winter, and winter when we're meant to have summer.
Okay, so he said it's unpredictable. Unpredictable. That means that you don't know what's going to happen next. You don't know if it's going to rain next or if the sun's going to come out next. You can't predict what is going to happen. It's unpredictable. So we don't just use the word unpredictable to talk about weather. You can say anything is unpredictable. You can say a person is unpredictable. If you meet a kind of crazy person, you can say, he's so unpredictable, I just don't know what he's going to do next. Okay? Right, so unpredictable. Then he says that we've been having winter when we are supposed to have summer, and summer when we are supposed to have winter. So I think really what Chris is trying to say is that our summers have been cold recently and our winters have been hot. Well, it's kind of true, but what he's saying really is that the summers are not as hot as they should be, that the weather recently in the summer has been a bit colder than in previous years, and that we've had a lot more kind of rain and cold weather when we should be having hot weather and dry weather. And then he says that we've been having summer when we are supposed to have winter. And that's because our winters these days, or recently, have been a lot warmer than in the past. So, I mean, it's certainly not like summer in the winter. But I know what he's trying to say. He's trying to say that, it's a strange time because our summers are kind of colder than normal and our winters seem to be warmer than normal. Okay, here's the next bit.
So, you can't tell about the weather in England.
Right, okay.
You can't tell about the weather in England. Well, we use the word tell to say, let's see, what does tell mean? You can't tell. It means you can't recognise or identify something. So you can't tell about the weather. It's like saying it's very difficult to identify what the weather will be like. Yeah. So we use the word tell to mean identify something. So, for example, if I show you like a bad photograph of someone and I say, who's that? And you can't really see the face clearly. So you can't identify the person. You could say, well, I can't really tell because it's such a bad photo. I can't tell who it is. Chris said, you can't really tell about the weather. So he just means you can't really identify what the weather will be like because it's unpredictable, right? Okay, here's the next bit.
So what do you normally do when the weather's like this then? Before you answer that question, how would you describe the weather today?
Very, very dull, to put it. In brief.
So he said the weather's very dull, and just if you listen to the previous podcast, you'll know what that means, listeners, right? Dull means kind of depressing, grey, cloudy, overcast, right? So he said it's very dull, to put it in brief. So if you put something in brief, it means you say something in a few words, or to say something in a simple way, like to you might say to put it simply, or to put it briefly, or to say it briefly, right? He said to put it in brief. Okay, so he just means to say something in a simple way. Right, here's the next bit.
And do you have anything else to say to my class of students? They're from all over the world. Any comments?
If you want to learn decent English, come to me.
If you want to learn decent English, come to me. Decent English just means good quality English, proper English, decent English. I think what Chris might be suggesting there is that he's a better teacher than me. That's quite cheeky, isn't it? Especially since he's not qualified and he's got absolutely no experience. Anyway, he said, if you want decent English, come to me. Right, okay, let's hear what he said next.
Okay, all right, so you heard it here first. Where can they find you, Chris?
Ladbroke Grove.
Ladbroke Grove, okay. So what, they just go to Ladbroke Grove and just ask for Chris?
Ladbroke Grove Sainsbury's, and then I'll meet them there.
Ladbroke Grove is just a part of northwest London. It's very close to Notting Hill. It's where the Notting Hill Carnival happens, actually. So Chris comes from Ladbroke Grove. So, you know, I said to him, where can they find you? And he said, Ladbroke Grove, right? Which is not a very specific thing to say. But anyway, he lives in Ladbroke Grove. And then he says Sainsbury's in Ladbroke Grove. Sainsbury's is a supermarket. So it's kind of a funny thing to say, really. You know, just come to Sainsbury's in Ladbroke Grove and ask for Chris and I'll meet you there. Doesn't sound like the perfect place to have an English lesson to me. But what do I know? Anyway, now I'd like to play you the second little part of our interview. Because once I'd finished interviewing him, Chris suddenly decided that he had something else to say. Something very important that he wanted to say to the citizens of the world who are listening to this podcast. And this is where Chris's opinion starts to come through now, okay? Right, so let's hear that second part of the interview.
Chris has realised that he does have something interesting to say. So you got something extra to tell everyone?
Yeah, just about the weather. I think that people complain too much about the weather over here, especially foreigners. The problem is that in all the other countries like Spain and Australia, they're full of sand because they don't get any rain. That's why in England they get this. England looks so nice. It's got loads of green, and it doesn't look like a desert basically.
Okay.
Because we get a certain amount of heat and a certain amount of rain for the plants to grow, and for the heat to dry down a bit.
Okay, so are you saying that all foreign countries are like deserts?
Most of them, yeah. Some, not most of them, but like the hot countries like Spain and the Arab countries and China and India, they're all basically full of sand because they don't know what rain means, and that's not good for the plants, and that's not good for them either because you know they can't ever play football because it's too hot.
Okay, are you serious or are you joking, Chris? You know,
I'm serious, but in a jokey way.
Okay,
so we're starting to learn a few more things about Chris's opinions about what he thinks he knows about the rest of the world. I do apologise, by the way, if you're from either Spain or Australia or China, and Chris has made some sort of broad generalisation about your country being just full of sand. I think perhaps Chris hasn't been to... I'm sure he hasn't been to China. I expect he hasn't been to Australia. He might have been to Spain. But anyway, he seems to think that most of these countries are just full of sand and that they don't have any green plants or anything like that. They're just deserts full of sand. Anyway, let's listen to some of the things that he said. I realise that I'm being quite patronising about Chris here. But to be honest, I don't think he would mind, because when we play football together, you know, we do sort of make fun of each other when we're on the football field. So I don't think he'll mind, really, if I kind of just make fun of him a little bit here. He won't mind. I'm sure he won't mind. Anyway, let's have a little quick listen to a couple of the things that he said, just to make sure that you definitely understand them. So here's the first little part.
Chris has realised that he does have something interesting to say. So you got something extra to tell everyone?
Yeah, just about the weather. I think that people complain too much about the weather over here, especially foreigners.
Okay, so people complain too much about the weather over here, especially foreigners. And that's a slightly controversial thing to say, but what he's saying is that he thinks foreign people complain about British weather too much. He might have a point, actually, because, you know, a lot of the foreign people that I meet in my job, you know, they don't have many nice things to say about the British weather. But, you know, British weather is, you know, a little bit annoying and depressing sometimes. But anyway, Chris thinks that foreign people complain about it too much and that they shouldn't. And here's why.
The problem is, yeah, that in all the other countries like Spain and Australia, they're full of sand because they don't get any rain.
Okay, so all of the other countries like Spain and Australia, for some reason, are just full of sand because they don't get any rain. I'm not sure if that's the reason why there is more sand in places like Australia or Spain. And I'm not sure that there is more sand. I think what Chris is trying to say is that the geological characteristics of Britain are different to Spain and Australia, and that maybe this is because Britain has more rain, our climate is wetter, and so we have a slightly different sort of colour to the ground. You know, the ground here in the UK is a kind of dark colour, the mud is dark, and we have lots and lots of greenery everywhere. And maybe Chris thinks that in Spain and Australia, they don't have rich, dark earth like we have, they have sand. I don't think it's true. I've been to Spain and Australia, and it's not just sand everywhere. But anyway, that's what Chris thinks, so fair enough.
That's why in England, they get this. England looks so nice, it's got loads of green.
England looks so nice, it's got loads of green. Right? Okay. It's quite interesting that the pronunciation of the word nice, it's a sort of a London pronunciation. That sort of slang London way of saying nice. It's not nice, but nice. Nice. So, like, you know, London's like green and nice, right? Whereas I don't have a very strong accent, so I just say nice. But Chris says nice, which is really similar to, like, how a lot of people of Chris's age speak in London. Anyway, here's the next bit.
And it doesn't look like a desert, basically.
Okay.
Because we get a certain amount of heat and a certain amount of rain for the plants to grow.
It doesn't look like a desert because we get a certain amount of heat and a certain amount of rain for the plants to grow. Yeah, okay. Yeah, Britain doesn't look like a desert, but I don't know, does Spain look like a desert? I guess there are parts of Spain where the colour of the earth is much lighter, and I guess that the quality of the earth is different in Spain to in the UK, and certainly in Australia, because they have so much sun and so much heat, there are large parts of the country which are like deserts, especially in the middle of Australia. You can't live there because it's just a big desert. So, I don't know, maybe Chris is right, you know, that we do get sort of a range of different types of weather, which means that that we get lots of green plants and trees growing everywhere. Certainly, Britain is a very green island. That's one of the nice things about it, I think.
And for the heat to dry down a bit.
Okay, so are you saying that all foreign countries are like deserts?
Most of them, yeah. Not most of them, but like the hot countries like Spain and the Arab countries and China and India, they're all basically full of sand because they don't know what rain means.
Okay, I'm not sure I agree with that one. You said that most countries are like deserts, but then he said no, not most countries, which is fair enough. That's not what he meant. He meant that a lot of countries, like China and India and Australia, are just full of sand because they don't know what rain means. Now, I don't know. I like that, but I don't agree with it, really. I think that people in other countries do know what rain means. But anyway, I guess what he's trying to say is that they just they don't have as much rain as we do, and so the earth is different, right? The colour of the earth, there's not so much moisture in the ground, particularly in large parts of India. They're a lot drier than in the UK. But he is making generalisations. I mean, China and India are such big countries that you can't really say that just China is just full of sand and that most of it's a desert, because it's not true, I think. I mean, you get plenty of rain in China and plenty of greenery in India. Anyway, I shouldn't make fun of Chris too much, because it's not fair, is it? It's kind of nasty if I do that. So anyway, it's kind of funny. Chris is a funny guy. He's fun to play football with because he says loads of funny things. Everyone sort of laughs at what he says sometimes, but they're just, you know, pulling his leg, really. Anyway, let's hear the next bit.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
And that's not good for the plants, and that's not good for them either, because you know, they can't ever play football because it's too hot.
Okay, so the people in these countries can never play football because it's too hot. Well, I don't think that's true. I think that, I mean, obviously the World Cup is evidence of the fact that people around the world can play football. You know, I mean, just look at Brazil. Brazil's a very hot place, but they're the best footballers in the world. Yeah.
Okay. Are you serious or are you joking, Chris? You know.
I'm serious, but in a jokey way.
Okay.
So he's being serious in a jokey way. So I don't know quite what that means. I think he means that he really believes what he says, but he's just doing it in a sort of humorous way. It's a typically English way to speak, actually. Like, you're being serious, but the way you speak is kind of humorous, ironic, something like that. Anyway, it's something to do with the English sense of humour. Okay, I realise that I'm kind of making comments about Chris and the things that he said, and I'm not giving him a chance to reply to this. So it's not fair, but I'm going to keep doing it anyway. And hopefully you're understanding a bit more when I explain some of the things that he said. What I will have to do is play this to Chris and then give him the opportunity to respond to the things that I've said, so that he can change his opinion or say something different if he wants to. So next time I meet him, I'll tell him about this and ask him to listen to it. Anyway, he did say something else. There was a third thing that he said, so I'd like to play that for you now. Here you go. Oh, before I play this to you, what happened when I was speaking to Chris, we were playing football and then it started raining, and then Chris wanted to say something else, so this is what he said.
Okay, Chris.
See, a perfect example of, you don't know what the weather's going to be like in England. That's why it's so special, this country. One minute it's sunny, the next minute it's raining, like now.
But some people would say that that's a bad thing, that it rains a lot, that that's not good, you know, because when it rains you get wet and you know, it's not very healthy, not very good for you if you get wet. So why is it good that it rains a lot? What's so good about that?
It doesn't rain a lot. It just rains at the normal time. People just don't understand that it gets boring hot if you have hot weather throughout the year.
Yeah.
And, you know, what's there to look forward to? You wake up every day. You wake up to it. Oh, it's too hot today. It's too hot today. Every single day, you know what the weather's going to be like.
Yeah.
Instead, over here, we wake up. We don't know what it's going to be like, and we look forward to it. We prepare for it.
Okay.
And
so it makes your life interesting.
Yeah, it makes it interesting.
But do you really look forward to rain?
Rain. You need rain to cool you down.
Okay.
You need the windy weather to cool you down. But when you're hot, when it's hot weather, you know, you can't cool down.
Okay.
You're always agitated. You always get I don't know.
Sort of, you get stressed because the heat is so, you know, when it's humid and hot, you get stressed out.
Yeah.
And then when the rain comes, everything cools down.
Yes.
You can relax a bit more.
It's less stressful, yeah.
Right.
And you know, you look forward, especially when it's raining, you get to relax indoors. You get to relax indoors, watch a bit of TV, or do your own thing, whatever you do.
Yeah.
But I think people need to be more grateful of that over here. They complain too much.
Ah, okay. All right. Well, thanks very much for all of your interesting comments, Chris. I'm sure that all my students will be very interested to learn what English people really think.
And I hope they take it into account what I just said about the weather.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Okay. Thank you. See you later.
Okay. So, you know, I hope you have taken that into account, what he said about the weather. Right. So, just finally, I'm going to pick out just a couple of things that Chris said, repeat them to you, and then explain them, okay? All of this, the interview with Chris, I'm going to transcribe and put on the website, which is, of course, teacherluke.podomatic.com. Right, so here's just a couple of things that Chris said there with an explanation.
Okay, Chris.
See, a perfect example of you don't know what the weather's going to be like in England. That's why it's so special, this country. One minute it's sunny, the next minute it's raining, like now.
Okay, that's a nice expression. One minute it's sunny, the next minute it's raining. And we use that expression, one minute it's doing something, the next minute it's doing something else. We use that expression to just describe how things change a lot, right? They change really quickly or change a lot. You don't just use that to describe weather. You could use that to describe a person. You know, you could say, one minute he's really friendly and happy, the next minute he's really angry, right? He's really unpredictable. So that's a nice expression that he used.
It gets boring hot if you have hot weather throughout the year.
It gets boring if you have hot weather throughout the year. Throughout is a nice word. It just means through the whole year or during the whole year. It gets boring if you have hot weather throughout the whole year. So another example of using throughout might be, he was eating popcorn really loudly throughout the whole film. It was really annoying. Right? Okay, here's another little bit of what Chris said.
Rain, you need rain to cool you down.
Okay.
You need the windy weather to cool you down. But when you're hot, when it's hot weather, you know, you can't cool down.
Okay, so that's just a phrasal verb, to cool down, or the rain cools you down, the wind cools you down. And when it's very hot, you can't cool down. The opposite of that is to warm something up or heat something up. To heat it up, right? Okay, to cool down, to heat up. Okay.
Okay.
You can't. You're always agitated. You always get. I don't know.
You're always agitated. Agitated is a good word. It just means irritated, annoyed, frustrated, right? Certainly in this country, I guess that's true. If the weather stays really hot and humid for a long time, you do start to get agitated. You get kind of annoyed and frustrated with the hot weather. I felt like that in Japan because, you know, you have 2 months of solid, hot, humid weather. And I did start to get really agitated and I couldn't cool down. and I felt like, you know, I just couldn't handle it. I couldn't handle that hot weather, and in the end, I got sick. You know, I got exhausted by it. But anyway, agitated, right?
Sort of, you get stressed because the heat is so, you know, when it's humid and hot, you get stressed out.
Yeah.
And then when the rain comes, everything cools down.
You can relax
a bit
stressful,
more.
It's less stressful, yeah.
Right.
And you know, you look forward, especially when it's raining, you get to relax indoors. You get to relax indoors, watch a bit of TV, or do your own thing, whatever you do.
Yeah.
When it's raining, you get to relax indoors. To get to do something just means that you have the opportunity to do it, right? So, I mean, to be honest, I think that it doesn't matter. If it's sunny outside, you can still relax indoors. But what he's saying is that when it rains, it just gives you an opportunity to just stay in and do relaxing things and do other things, right? So to get to do something means to have the opportunity to do something. So you might say, let me see. Okay, a strange example, but when I was a kid, I was flying to America on an aeroplane, of course, and I got to go into the pilot's cabin. The air hostess said to me, would you like to see the pilot's cabin? And so I was like, yes, please. So I got to see the pilot's cabin. It was amazing. Lots of buttons and like three pilots. Why do they need three pilots? Maybe it's in case, you know, if one of them passes out, the other one can start flying, maybe.
But I think people need to be more grateful of that over here. They complain too much.
Ah, okay.
To be grateful really just means to be thankful, okay? So he thinks that foreign people should be more thankful or more appreciative of the weather that we have in this country. So they should stop complaining all the time about the bloody English weather, okay? Because, you know, every day I meet people from other countries. I do agree with Chris, because every day I meet people, you know, who are from other countries, and they do complain about the weather too much. You know, I've heard it all before, right? All of those, it rains all the time. Come on, stop complaining. I think Chris is right, actually. I think people need to just accept the weather and stop complaining.
All right, well, thanks very much for all of your interesting comments, Chris. I'm sure that all my students will be very interested to learn what English people really think.
And I hope they take it into account what I just said about the weather.
Okay, thanks very much.
Okay, thank you, see you later.
Okay, so that's it. That's the end of the interview with Chris. Hope that's interesting. Just do let me know what you think of these podcasts, because, you know, I'm just alone here doing this, and I sometimes don't know what people think of the podcasts. I do get quite a lot of emails from people saying that they just love it, and that they like the sound of my voice and things like that, which is very good for my ego, right? But I don't know, when I do these interviews, I mean, was that an interesting or useful interview for you? I think it probably is, you know. I mean, I think it's a very good idea to listen to native speakers. It's a, you know, you can learn a lot from them, and it's certainly a podcast like this gives you the opportunity to listen to native speakers of English, especially if you never have the opportunity, if you never get to actually meet any native speakers in your country, you can use a podcast like this to meet them. So it should be useful, should be interesting. So anyway, do let me know what you think of each podcast I do, because the more information I get from you, the more I can develop the podcasts and make them better, basically. It's very difficult for me to keep these podcasts short. It's really challenging, actually. I've got to try to do it. I talk too much. But I guess that's why you're listening, because you want to listen to someone speaking, right? Yeah. Okay. Also, another thing I always think about when I'm doing these podcasts is that I want it to be funny. I want you to enjoy listening to it. So kind of actually one of my kind of ambitions with this is not just to do a podcast for people who are learning English, So it's not just a learning English podcast, but it's a kind of entertainment podcast as well. That's just a kind of dream, that I can actually do some sort of entertainment podcast, not just a learning podcast. I don't know if it is entertaining or if it's just useful. I hope it's entertaining, so let me know. You've probably noticed that I've started recording jingles. I've mentioned jingles before in other podcasts. A jingle is like a little piece of music that you get usually on a radio show, and they use the bits of music to link parts of the show together, jingles. So I make my own jingles, I've started making more jingles. They're supposed to be funny, all right? So if you hear the jingles and you just get confused, or you think they sound stupid, well, they're not supposed to be serious, okay? They're meant to be funny. You know, actually, I shouldn't explain that. I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't say that they're supposed to be funny, because it somehow takes the impact away or something. Anyway, but I've been making jingles, and I'm going to keep making jingles. Hopefully you'll like them and find them funny. I'm talking about jingles like this one. This is a new one that I did for when I have an interview with a native speaker, and it sounds like this.
Yo, what? All right, let me tell you about this feature. It's an interview with a native speaker, and if you find it difficult, I'll give you a hand, and then in the end, you'll completely understand every single word they said. Nice.
Yeah, what? All right, so that's my sort of like native speaker hip-hop jingle, yeah? Respect. Yeah, I've done a few other jingles, so listen when you listen. That's a good bit of advice, isn't it? Listen when you listen. Look when you look with your eyes. When you're looking, don't forget to look, okay? And when you're speaking, don't forget to actually speak as well, okay? Yeah, I think I'm going to stop this podcast now, because I'm starting to go insane. Anyway, I hope you like the jingles. And, you know, those of you who listen to the whole podcast, listen from the start to the finish, you're just getting that little extra special bit at the end. Just that little special jingle that I've carefully prepared just for you. I expect that not everyone who listens to this listens all of the way to the end. So if you're one of those special people, You're my favourite listeners. You know, if the listeners who listen to the whole podcast all the way to the end, you're special. You're a really special person. And just as an extra treat for you, I'm going to record a little special jingle just for you. I think I'm going to give you a name. What are you going to be? You're going to be called My Special Listeners, right? And my special listeners are the ones who listen to the podcast more than once. So if you're a special listener, you probably listen to it twice or three times. If you're a special listener, you're one of those ones who listens all the way to the end of each podcast. And you're an extra special listener if you also send me emails and tell me how great I am and how much you love me. And you're a super extra special listener if you actually send me some kind of financial reward for all my hard work. I'm talking about money, of course. Yeah. Well, yeah, don't worry about the money too much. You know, I'm not crazy about money. I've got enough money. I've got a job. I'm happy. I'm satisfied. I'm able to buy bread, you know, and milk and all the other essential things. Anyway, so this is just an extra message for all the special listeners out there. You really are wonderful, wonderful people. And I've recorded this next jingle just for you. I love you. Thanks a lot. Bye. 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 You are a unique person. A person of refined and sophisticated taste. A person who listens to each episode of Luke's English Podcast from start to finish and sends me emails and money. So why not indulge yourself by running a lovely hot bath, eating some rich dark chocolate, and remember that you are a very special person indeed.
My love must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you. Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright. I only am eyes for you. The moon may be high, but I can't see a thing in the sky.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you enjoyed this episode of Luke's English Podcast, consider signing up for Luke's English Podcast Premium. You'll get regular premium episodes with stories, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation teaching from me, and the usual moments of humour and fun. Plus, with your subscription, you will be directly supporting my work and making this whole podcast project possible. For more information about Luke's English Podcast Premium, go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium info.